Hare Krishna, everyone. I welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Ram Girdhari Prabhuji to enlighten us on topic Srimad Bhagavatam, 4th Canto, 19th Chapter, 3rd Verse onwards. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Guru Maharaj ki jai. Thank you so much Prabhuji for your valuable assistance and time. We are very fortunate to have you on the call today. Prabhuji, please take over the call. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is Srimad Bhagavatam 4.19.3. The chapter title, King Prithu's 100 Horse Sacrifices.
यद्रयज्ञापति साक्षात् भगवान् हरीश्वरः अनुवाभूयात सर्वात्मा सर्वलोकगुरु प्रभुः.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Vishnu, is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul. And He is the proprietor of all planets and enjoyer of the results of all sacrifices. He was personally present at the sacrifices made by King Prithu. Purport. In this verse, the word Sakshat is significant. Prithu Maharaj was a Shaktyavesh avatar, incarnation of Lord Vishnu. Actually, Prithu Maharaja was a living entity, but he acquired specific powers from Lord Vishnu. Lord Vishnu, however, is directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead and thus belongs to the category of Vishnu Tattva. Maharaj Prithu belonged to the Jiva Tattva. The Vishnu Tattva indicates God, whereas Jiva Tattva indicates the part and parcel of God. When God's part and parcel is especially empowered, he is called Shaktyavesha Avatara. Lord Vishnu is herein described as Haririshwaraha. The Lord is so kind that He takes all miserable conditions away from His devotees. Consequently, He is called Hari. He is described as Ishwara because He can do whatever He likes. He is the Supreme Controller. The Supreme Ishwara Purushottama is Lord Krishna. He exhibits His powers as Ishwara or the Supreme Controller when He assures His devotees in Bhagavad Gita 18.66, "Abandon all varieties of religion and just surrender unto Me. I shall deliver you from all sinful reactions. Do not fear." He can immediately make His devotee immune from all the reactions caused by sinful life if the devotee simply surrenders unto Him. He is described herein as Sarvatma, meaning that He is present in everyone's heart as the Super Soul, and as such, He is the Supreme Teacher of everyone. If we are fortunate enough to take the lessons given by Lord Krishna and Bhagavad Gita, our life immediately becomes successful. No one can give better instructions to human society than Lord Krishna.
Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatyadeshatarine. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So, we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam 4.19.3. The verse is पितृयज्ञापति साक्षात् भगवान् हरीश्वरः अन्वभूयता सर्वात्मा सर्वलोक गुरुप्रभुः. द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड इट लॉर्ड विष्णु इज प्रेजेंट इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट एज द सुपर सोल एंड ही इज द प्रोप्राइटर ऑफ ऑल प्लैनेट्स एंड द एंजॉयर ऑफ द रिजल्ट्स ऑफ ऑल सैक्रिफाइसेस. He was personally present at the sacrifices made by King Prithu. So we are in the context where Maharaj Prithu, for the benefit and welfare of the humanity at large, is performing the Ashwamedha Yajna. And just in the previous chapter, we saw that Maharaj Prithu was challenging Mother Earth and try to regularize and regulate the activities and facilitate the needs of the citizens. So Maharaj Prithu is glorified as Shakti Avesh Avatar of the Supreme Lord because he acts for the welfare of everybody. Krishna is everybody's father. Aham Bija Pradapitaha. Krishna says that I am the seed giving father, and as a father the Lord provides everything that is needed for the children. Similarly, the Supreme Lord provides the necessities for our survival. And for some special beloved children, the father also has special love and care. And at that instance, it might appear that Krishna is becoming partial, but actually Krishna says, I am not at all partial. In one of the earlier sessions, we had discussed about the partiality aspect of Krishna and how he is simultaneously impartial to his dependents as well as partial to his devotees. And we discussed that in elaborate with all examples. So in our discussion today, where when Prithu Maharaj is going to perform Ashwamedha Yajna, we have two sets of reality in the situation. One set of reality is that Indra is not interested in Prithu Maharaj performing any such fire sacrifice, because as soon as Prithu Maharaj finishes his vows, his position will be superior to that of Lord Indra. So Indra exhibited, even though Indra is a demigod, is a devotee of the Lord, he exhibited some anarthas, exhibited some sort of low consciousness, and he became restless. And the second reality is that Prithu Maharaj steadfastly focused in establishing dharma, and whatever comes his way, he did not deter, he did not hesitate to challenge them. Prithu Maharaj, he is representing here a jiva empowered with some special potency of the Supreme Lord. So he is classified as Shakti Avesh Avatar. Similar to Shakti Avesh Avatar, acharyas and spiritual masters, they are also empowered with some special blessings to spread the movement. So our parampara is a very powerful and bona fide parampara. The knowledge that we are receiving from this parampara, and eventually if we apply that knowledge in our life, we will also be very soon become empowered personalities to receive Lord's special benediction. Srila Prabhupada's desire had always been to make all of us Goswamis who can learn to dovetail and enable others to dovetail their life for glorifying the Supreme Lord. So the scenario is, we have a context in a similar situation, one person envying, one person is not getting perturbed by the situation. And in this whole chapter, we are going to learn so many lessons in this context, where how a practicing devotee, how when a focused devotee, how a person sincere in his Krishna consciousness should focus steadfastly on his agenda towards establishing dharma, and at the same time, how all a practicing devotee can be challenged, or how envy, pride, ego, illusion can destroy, deter even a person like that of Indra from his being a devotee. So in this, with that context, for this particular shloka, Srila Prabhupada has explained about various qualities of Krishna and how Krishna as a Paramatma is guiding, as Hari he is cleaning our heart, and as Ishvara, he is above all this confusions. So in our discussions today, we are going to have three sets of reflections. Through those three sets of reflections, we will churn this particular shloka. The context is, very vast, and this whole chapter is going to discuss about this particular context of envious devotees versus focused devotees. Envious devotees or envious people in our life will constantly bother us, and how a self-realized, sincere, eager, surrendered devotee is very focused in his aims and goals towards achieving Krishna and does not deter from his path. And we are also going to discuss eventually in this chapter where this surrendered devotee, to handle the enviousness, he may also alter, he may also try to accept the advices of his superiors and act accordingly. The fag end of this chapter, we are going to see how Brahma participates and going to help Prithu Maharaj to not be the recipient of someone's envy. At the same time, he showed a very interesting characteristics of surrendering to a self-realized soul. So the word Sakshat, Vishnu being present here, is going to be revealed much more in detail in the beginning of the 20th chapter, because even though Vishnu is present, even though Krishna is Sakshat, he is personally without any doubt present in his fire sacrifice, he is going to reveal himself, he is going to present himself only after a certain point in time to everybody. We will come to know how Krishna is going to manifest, and after Krishna manifests, what benediction is going to give, and that is going to be the aim and goal of every one of us. That should be the aim and goal of every one of us practicing in Krishna consciousness. So 19, 20, 21, 22, these four chapters are very interesting chapters where very logically and scientifically Sukadeva Goswami is elevating our consciousness and eventually explaining what is ultimate benefit or ultimate goal in Krishna consciousness, which is to take shelter of Krishna's dearmost devotees. Because Vishnu, after manifesting in the fire sacrifice, after all the drama that is going to happen in this 19th chapter, Vishnu is going to share what is the power of such a, you know, process, what is the power of being obedient to self-realized soul, and what is the power of our processes of performing austerity and devotional service. And then he is giving some advice and saying that eventually Sanat Kumara will visit your house and give you advice. So we have a very interesting set of chapters coming ahead. So the reflections today is going to focus on what is explained in this shloka about Krishna being present in the heart, witnessing all our actions, giving directions, and how he is becoming our well-wisher. So there are three sets of reflections. Through these three sets of reflections, we will churn this particular shloka. Some of them are kind of repetition of what we had discussed earlier, but never mind, we can go over it again to reinforce and reiterate the same point for our own selves. It is explained, when we chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra with sincerity, if we plead the Supreme Lord to bestow His special benediction upon us, Krishna is very kind enough to reciprocate. So, the way Krishna reciprocates is something very, very unique. Srila Prabhupada writes in the first, in Bhagavad Gita, one of the purports, that the difference between surrendering to demigods versus surrendering to Krishna is that demigods are in turn going to take Krishna's approval to sanction certain things to us. And not only that, anyone who surrenders to Krishna, Krishna, like a dearmost father, weighs the benefit and disadvantage of anything that we ask and sanction those things that are only beneficial to us. So, Prabhupada writes that Krishna's sanction to all our desires is a very subjective one, especially when it is, when these prayers, when these requests are gone with sincere efforts. So my first reflection is about a point which we always discuss, is two eyes are always watching us. So we have discussed about this, that how Paramatma is eternally traveling with the soul, Jivatma, and being a companion. So these two eyes of Paramatma, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hrideshu Arjuna Tishtati, is constantly watching over our actions. Our actions are so closely being monitored by this Supreme Lord that we cannot hide anything from the Supreme Lord.
So the reflection here is, in case of Prithu Maharaj, fire sacrifice, right from the beginning, Vishnu was present in the sacrifice, but he revealed himself only after a point in time. Similarly, in our own hearts, Paramatma is eternally present, but Paramatma can be realized only when we cross through certain stages. So long as we don't realize Paramatma within our heart, so long as we don't understand that Krishna is constantly watching over us, so long as we don't realize that we are answerable, we just remain like a four-legged animal without taking advantage of the intelligence that we are bestowed with. So as a part of this reflection, there are four points that I want to say. Paramatma, even though he is present in the heart, he is being a witness, he will help, he will extend himself only to those who wish to take the help. As it is always said, God helps to those who wish to help themselves. So in our own journey of Krishna consciousness, we need to exhibit some amount of righteousness and desire to serve the Supreme Lord so that the Lord is ready to help us. Prithu Maharaj's case, as soon as Prithu Maharaj appeared, he was immediately jumping into action and focusing on establishing dharma. Srila Prabhupada writes, it is duty of every practicing devotee to organize his life in such a manner. I am paraphrasing Srila Prabhupada, you know, references. So it is the duty of every practicing devotee to reorganize his resources, energy, time, intelligence, everything in a manner that they are dovetailed for glorifying the Supreme Lord and be part of the missionary. So the first aspect of this, God helps, two eyes are always watching us, is we need to help ourselves for the Lord to help ourselves. Point number two, Krishna says, ye yata mam prapadyante tam sataiva bhajamyaham. The way we reciprocate with the Lord will reciprocate with us. So if we say to Krishna, Krishna, I am definitely dear to you, please help me, Krishna is definitely ready to help. And his help will be proportionate to the surrender that we exhibit. And point number three, or the third aspect of the first reflection, is something very deep for us to contemplate on. If we tell Krishna that, my dear Lord, I love you, I need you, I am ready to surrender unto you, but I am not able to because of our own conditioning. Because most of us, or all the students of Srimad Bhagavatam, will definitely want to love Krishna, will definitely want to serve Krishna, will definitely want to be with Krishna, but we are not able to because of our conditioning. So if that prayer is genuine, which is my third aspect of it, is if that prayer is genuine, How will Krishna reciprocate? Krishna says he will reciprocate and bestow, but the way he will reciprocate is, what do we need to provide to that person by which he can come close to me? What do I need to withdraw from that person by which he can stay with me? So, technically speaking, if we are definitely interested in Krishna consciousness and we have expressed our heart to Krishna, we are nowhere giving an assurance that we will always be rich, we will always be famous, we will always be beautiful. We can always assure that we will definitely go closer to Krishna either by accepting or receiving challenges or by accepting or receiving pleasure. So the reflection that I want to say, the third aspect here is that when we are ready to help ourselves, when Krishna is ready to reciprocate proportionate to the way we want to get help, the way he will reciprocate is, he will reciprocate in a manner by either withdrawing certain things from our life or by providing certain things to our life. Ananyas chintayanto maam ejana paryupasate tesham nityabhyuktanam yogakshemam pahamyaham. So that is why as devotees we should be very careful where our desires are. If we become hypocritical, have desires in one place and want, you know, Krishna's blessings, Krishna will make sure that wherever, whichever things are contradicting, competing and disturbing us to go closer to Krishna, he will withdraw them. He will remove them. He will not provide that to them because we told Krishna that we want him. This is a special benediction that a devotee gets, not everybody gets. Because everybody else, Krishna is trying to be a general administrator and providing them, maintaining them. That's Vishnu's job. So giving a maintenance support, roti, kapda, makan, whatever, rice, dal, food, shelter, clothing, all of this Krishna provides as a general maintenance manager. There is no specific fun in that. But the fun or the interesting aspect is when we surrender to him, he takes extra care, he takes extra attention in such a manner that he goes out of the way to remove something from our life even though we wish them. He provides something to our life even though we don't have them or we don't wish to have them. So this aspect is something as practicing devotees we need to know so that we can focus on the area where we are supposed to put our energy, where we are supposed to put our desires, where we are supposed to focus on. One gopi was telling another gopi, if you are going by the side of the river Yamuna and if you have a desire to enjoy this materialistic world, make sure that you never come in contact with Shyam Sundar. Because the moment you come in contact with the Lord, Shyam Sundar, the boy, blackish, bluish boy, Shyam Sundar, he will destroy completely all your propensities to enjoy this materialistic world and he will see to that by hook or crook, by putting challenges on you or by giving rewards to you, he will make you come closer to himself. That is why Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing, Grihe Thakur Vane Thakur Sada Hari Bole Thakur Suke Duke Bhulo Nakur Badane Hari Naam Koro Re Jai Gaura Madhur Swaray. Bhaktivinoda Thakur singing, Grihe Dagur Sada Hari Bol.
Hare Krishna, I think Prabhuji got disconnected. We can wait for him. He joined him back.
Hare Krishna, sorry, my call got dropped. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying or expressing that whether you are a grihastha or a sannyasi, whether you are in happiness or in distress, please chant the holy name of Hari. Mayar jhaler bad hoye, acho mite kajal hoye, eko narte tam Radha Madhav Naam Korore. So, because this whole world is surrounded by Maya, please chant the name of Radha Madhav. Or he says, Jeevan Hoilo Kesh Na Bhajile Hrishikesh. So, in this whole world, for the existence, for protecting, for taking care of us, the only Shaswat, the only truth, is the holy name of the Supreme Lord. So the point I was trying to say is that if we are ready to take help from Krishna, Krishna will definitely ready to give help to us proportionate to the way we allow him. And the way, his strategy is always that he will withdraw, or he may introduce challenges, or he may introduce pleasures. Depends upon where is our weakness and where is our strength. And for those who does not have any problem with respect to anything and given everything to Krishna, definitely Krishna will use us the way he wants to use us and engage him in his full service and keep him always happy. That is why Vaishnavas are never perturbed. They are always happy in every circumstances. Whether there is a pain or pleasure, there is always happiness in the life of a devotee. And the fourth aspect of the first reflection is that all this is based on a simple principle called eagerness. So this first reflection of two eyes are always watching over us is something very important, because we as practicing devotees get carried away by distractions. So I used to always encourage our devotee students to, you know, remember, put in some place of your work or a place where you sit and meditate, reflect, your desk, wherever you say, put there, saying two eyes are always watching us. And they are truth. Krishna is watching us. And the way he will respond, the way he will try to help us is going to be something nobody else will help us. Only the Supreme Lord will help us in that particular manner. So, hence, it is extremely important for us to understand this aspect of it, and especially as students of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, if you understand this correctly, then we will be the real beneficiaries, or we will really enjoy the result of this. So, hence, the first reflection is two eyes are always watching us. And as a part of that, we are saying that God helps to those who help themselves. And the way He will help us is by the way we reciprocate, the way we want to receive the help, the amount of help that we want to receive. Because there are a lot of people who do not want to fully surrender. We are only partially surrender. We want to have both benefits. And with that, you know, scenario, we are constantly being, you know, beaten between two sides. One side Maya, one side Krishna. So, etam mam prapadyante, tam sadaiva bhajamyaham. And the third aspect of the first reflection is about how Krishna goes about in bestowing his benediction. His benediction will be either by rewarding or by introducing challenges. And the last aspect of the first reflection is about that how we develop sense of eagerness. With this sense of eagerness, we will be able to really understand that Krishna is watching over us. The reason this is fitting into this current context is, in this material world, one aspect of Krishna which we can interact, recognize and associate with is the Paramatma aspect of it. Because Krishna sitting as Paramatma is helping us in many, many ways. Srila Prabhupada writes in the purports of Bhagavad Gita that intelligence is representative of Paramatma. Intelligence illuminated with knowledge and blessing is a representative of Paramatma. If somebody is able to recognize Paramatma's hand, if somebody is able to recognize Krishna's hand in his life, then he will be able to make better progress in Krishna consciousness. So my second reflection is about how the Paramatma aspect of Krishna needs to be understood, and there is a process to dovetail ourselves to that, you know, understanding. So there is a verse from Bhagavad Gita 13.23. Upadrishta anumanta cha bharta bhokta maheshwaraha paramatmeti chapyukto dehesmin purushas paraha. Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport, the fact is that the individual living entities are eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Lord, and both of them are very intimately related as friends. But the living entity has the tendency to reject the sanction of the Supreme Lord and act independently in an attempt to dominate the Supreme Nature. And because he has this tendency, he is called the marginal energy of the Lord. The living entity can be situated either in the material energy or the spiritual energy. And further, Prabhupada explains that it is extremely important for us to realize that the Paramatma is our friend. He is eternally ready to associate, be with us and help us throughout the journey. And as a part of this, it is our choice whether to accept him as our friend. And as Krishna explained, Krishna is upadrishta, which means overseer, anumanta, which means he's a permitter, he's a bharta, he's a master, he's a bhokta, he's an enjoyer. So if Krishna is the one overseeing, if Krishna is the one who is permitting, if Krishna is the one who is our master, and Krishna is the one who is the enjoyer, and not only that, Krishna is ready to be our friend eternally to help us throughout this journey, it is important for us to recognize this aspect of Krishna and dovetail ourselves. So there is a 6-stage process which I recommend, or which I, you know, kind of say as a practical tip for us to learn to dovetail ourselves through this process. Again, this is fitting into this current context because Prithu Maharaj is going ahead with his activities of establishing dharma under the direction of the authority of the Brahmanas and the assembled members. He was not doing anything whimsically, and he was always under the authority of the representatives of the Supreme Lord. So anyone who operates from the bona fide representative of the Supreme Lord will be able to recognize Krishna's hand in everything that he is doing. Even though he has taken a sankalpa of performing 100 Ashwamedha Yajnas, after 99, his sankalpa is going to be stopped by Brahma. And even while performing the 99 fire sacrifices, every time he was disturbed by Indra. And every time when he was disturbed by Indra, you have to see the further verses, how this whole story is manifesting and finally culminating in one particular single point of surrender over my agenda. So recognizing Krishna's hand, recognizing Krishna's agenda, recognizing that how Krishna wants us to do our service is very important than what we think of correct or wrong according to our own intelligence. So the second reflection is about recognizing Krishna's presence within us to direct us. And if we do not hear Krishna's direction, we are the losers. So the sixth step that we are going to just discuss now will help us to somewhere or other take some practical steps towards that. So there are a lot of things in our life that we are busy with in our spiritual journey. So if anybody is interested in being Krishna conscious, Srila Prabhupada is saying they have to be conscious about Krishna in everything that they do, which means Krishna consciousness is just not part of our life. Krishna consciousness is a way of living. If Krishna consciousness is a way of living, then we need to make sure that our thinking, willing, feeling, talking, walking, sleeping, working, cooking, everything is somewhere or other dovetailed and connected to Krishna. I give this example of how a soldier, if he is part of the army, the soldier has got a mandate. When he is part of the army, he is definitely given some freedom for his functioning. At the same time, he is also given some boundary around which he has to act. If a soldier is not able to resonate with the mission of the army, the mission of his captain, the mission of his country, he will be considered as an odd man out, and he will be considered as a person who is, in Hindi we call as gaddhar, a deceit, one who is cheat. So the point is, every soldier is expected, directed to function in a very focused, organized, regulated, integrated and cooperative manner. Similarly, when we practicing devotees, even though we have direct connection with the Supreme Lord, even though we have direct relationship with the Supreme Lord, we need to understand we have a mission, and we need to exhibit, show that mission in our action by cooperatively and organizedly working so that the Supreme Lord's mercy can be received properly. A soldier who is operating independently, whimsically, will be thrown out of the army. So that is why in our own journey of Krishna consciousness, we have some regulated lifestyle, not for the sake of controlling us, but for the sake of directing us. So the six stages are, number one stage is learn to prioritize. If we do not learn to prioritize our lives of what is needed, of this is not a typical management or time management or skill management session. This is from the context of serious Krishna consciousness. They need to learn to prioritize. Prithu Maharaj did not whine away, did not hesitate, did not waste his time. Every moment of his time after Prithu Maharaj was enthroned, he only prioritized and focused to make sure that he protected and established Dharma. Similarly, as soldiers of Sankirtan army, if our mission is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam, then as soldiers, we need to prioritize. We cannot say, I will skip morning exercise. We cannot say, I will sleep today extra. We cannot say, I will do some nonsense in the army. You are supposed to be doing morning exercise. You are supposed to be eating something regulated. You are supposed to be wearing a specific set of dress. You are supposed to be doing certain specific things as directed. Because you are part of the army, it is a responsible job, and once you are working for the army, government gives so many benefits. So much so that you are treated unique. And in the Krishna consciousness context, it holds good. We are part of Krishna's Sankirtan army. If we work, and focus as a very regulated Sankirtan soldier, then Krishna is going to give us special recognition. So that is why Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam should be our mantra. With that mantra, if at all you want to recognize Paramatma's hand, you want to recognize Krishna's presence, you want to acknowledge Krishna's, you know, in our life, then it is learn to prioritize. Prioritize what am I supposed to do, what am I not supposed to do, what is favorable to Krishna consciousness, what is not favorable to Krishna consciousness, what is something that will please devotees, what is that will not please the devotees. We are part of a government, and if we are a dutiful government servant, then better we serve as needed, not the way we live as we want. So learn to prioritize. We'll put everything in the perspective. Yavasa yatmika buddhihi ekeha kurunandana bahu shakagi anantasya buddhayo vyavasayinam. Bahu shaka means multi-branched. So if our thinking is multi-branched, if Krishna consciousness is just one aspect of life, then we suffer. Like how Indra, in Vritrasura's pastime, he thought that I have finished my morning duties, I have finished my Mangalarti, I finished my chanting, I finished my Bhagavatam class, now I can have some entertainment. And he kind of let loose himself, and in the process, he couldn't uphold his principles, he couldn't hold his feelings of sense gratification, and eventually landed up in offending his own spiritual master. So it's a very typical example where Indra, being a devotee, at the same time not able to control his feelings and emotions towards sense gratification, which is a similar situation for all of us. Even in this case, Indra is challenging. Every second day, Indra is coming and challenging. Every time when Prithu Maharaj is going to perform fire sacrifice, Indra is going to come and disturb. 99 times, Indra used to come and disturb and steal the horse away. So hence, in our journey of Krishna consciousness, if at all you want to recognize Krishna in our life, if you want to doubt our energy towards glorifying Krishna, then let's learn to prioritize. And the second aspect of this six-pointed tips are, once you prioritize, then act on them. In a typical Indian school college setup, or maybe, I'm not sure if that's true in your case as well, where all the students, whenever the examination timetable are published, then they'll create a schedule for themselves. Okay, for the next 6 days, this is how I'm going to do. Morning, 3 hours, I'm going to study. Then 2 hours break, then 5 hours, I'm going to study, and whatever that is. So we draft a wonderful schedule to prepare for our exam. The schedule is glorious only when we follow them. So the second reflection is, what you prioritize, you please apply and dovetail in action. So upadrishta anumanta. So if you properly prioritize, Krishna allows you, Krishna sanctions, Krishna facilitates, Krishna supports, Krishna will stand by us. He may test us, he may challenge us, but we should be steadfastly focused. If Prabhupada would have relinquished in his missionary activities after League of Devotees did not take off as expected in Jhansi, I am sure all of us in this call, and I am sure most of us would be not practicing Krishna consciousness the way we are practicing, even though we all may have come from our own, you know, whatever spiritual upbringing. So hence, we need to put what we are hearing in practice. Otherwise, we are just daydreamers. So the second step is about learn to express, learn to dovetail what you have prioritized and just not be a daydreamer. Third, that for us to express, apply whatever we have prioritized, we need help. So the third step is learn whom to express, what to express, and how to express for asking help to dovetail our propensity in glorifying Krishna or what you have prioritized. So the third aspect is about the choice of people with whom we have heart-to-heart relationships. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is writing in his essay called Bhaktiya Loka. He is time and again recommending, he has written 12 essays on the two verses of Nectar of Instruction. 6 favorable qualities and 6 unfavorable qualities of bhakti. It's a book called Bhaktiya Loka. You can, you know, refer that. Here, every aspect when he was talking about, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is explaining, every practicing devotee should know whom to express their heart. And they should be very careful not to reveal their heart to a non-devotee, because non-devotee can only sympathize us. They will not be able to help us properly. So, for us to get necessary help, we should know that we should express our heart to a devotee who understands us and able to eventually help us. That is why Paramatma in our heart gives us direction, and Paramatma outside our heart acts as Vaishnavas, dearmost Vaishnavas who are there in our lives to help us. They are representatives of Paramatma. So the third step in this realization process is about learn whom to express, what to express, and how to express the help that we need to apply the priorities of Krishna consciousness. The fourth step is, in this process of application, we should learn to exclude ourselves being the primary beneficiary. This is a very important, tricky point to understand, is because many a times when we are praying, serving, working, we think that we should be the beneficiaries. In one sense, yes, we are supposed to go back home, back to Godhead. But if the focus is self-centered, not Krishna-centered, then what happens is that we land up in doing something called as Krishna-conscious look-alike activity, but not Krishna consciousness. So it is extremely scientific to say, I will pray to Krishna, I will serve Krishna, I will know Krishna, and eventually I will love Krishna, not just for receiving a benefit for myself. It is for eventually to glorify, establish, being part of the mission, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. So, again, the example of a soldier is applied here. If a soldier is thinking that I am in the army just because I am going to receive my benefit, he is thinking about what benefit I am going to get by being in the army, he will start thinking in a direction which is not as recommended to be part of the army. He may try to take bribe and reveal information. He may try to not practice some of the regulations. He may try to evade some of the directives, because he is only looking after benefits for himself. Srila Prabhupada writes in the 5th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, probably shloka number 10 or something like that, where he says that if a practitioner is only looking for what profit I will get in this process of Krishna consciousness, he will, you know, continue to remain as a Kanishtha. I'm just paraphrasing. There are a lot of people who are only looking at fayda, benefit. What benefit I'm going to get? But on the contrary, if I'm going to work for the missionary as a missionary, work for the mission as a missionary, then I am also benefited, the mission is also accomplished. So the principle is, whilst we are prioritizing, whilst we are dovetailing, whilst we are expressing help, we should also make sure that our focus is the mission, not a personal self-centered benefit. So learn to exclude us not being self-centered is something very important in this process. And when we do these four, the fifth stage is Krishna will respond. So we should be able to recognize him. It's not Krishna may respond. Krishna will respond. And Krishna has been responding to each and every one of us. And I'm sure we have our own realizations. We have our own experiences, which may not be explainable, which may not be, you know, demonstrable, but is realizable. Each and every one of us, in each and every one of our lives, Krishna has definitely touched. Bhaktivinoda Thakur is singing in his song, Boro Shukir Kaborgai. He says, Dasturi loibo ami purna habe kam. He says that please come to Namhatta, please come to Surabhi Kunj. Here Nityananda Prabhu is giving holy name profusely. If somebody comes with the faith, if somebody comes with the proper consciousness and receives the holy name, then Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying Nityananda Prabhu fulfills that person's desire to eventually get Krishna Prem. And not only that, Nityananda Prabhu is ready to give commission. Dasturi lohi bohami purna habe kam. I'm going to get my commission. I'm going to get my due commission. So hence, please, boro shukir kabur gai, boro shukir kabur gai. I'm sharing happy news. Surabhi kunje te name dhatkule ke kodanitai, kodanitai. So, he's saying that this is an opportunity for us. Hence, we need to learn to recognize Krishna coming our way. Krishna comes in many, many forms. He comes as challenges. He comes as blessings. He comes as Vaishnava's anger. He comes as Vaishnava's, curse sometimes. He comes as Vaishnava's hug sometimes. He comes as poverty. He comes as, aristocracy. He comes in various forms. Depends upon where will we bend down to surrender to Krishna. If we know to dovetail everything to Krishna, then he'll give us everything. He is ready to give himself. Why he will not give his assets and, properties? It is very easy to get money from Krishna, very easy to get position, power, name, fame, prosperity, everything from Krishna. But to get Krishna himself, he will make sure that we are the real candidate to give himself. So when Krishna is coming your way, we need to learn to recognize. And if you recognize, then learn to dedicate your life towards that process. And I'm sure each and every one of us have our own experiences. I used to always tell our students, please have a diary or some notebook where every time you know that this activity of mine cannot be myself or any other human being's involvement, this can only happen because of divine intervention. The details of them, nobody else will be able to understand, but you can very well understand, this is Krishna. Krishna definitely comes in our life through various such forms. Once you recognize that Krishna and start reciprocating properly, then he will slowly, slowly reveal all the other aspects of him. So the six-step process is to know to recognize Krishna. Because here Prithu Maharaj is going to understand, going to be seeing Paramatma very soon. He is going to see the Supreme Lord very soon. Even though he is Satya Vaishavatar, here Krishna is Vishnu Sakshat as Bhagavan standing there. He is being Hari, he is also being Ishwaraha simultaneously. He is coming and going to remove some unwanted things. He is also going to, show his independence and, superiority. And Srila Prabhupada writes that Krishna is, bestowing his benediction and removes unwanted thing in the heart of the Vaishnavas and devotees, and that's why he is called Harihi. He win over our propensities. So the second reflection is about how Upadrishta Anumanta cha Bharta Bhokta Maheshwaraha, that Srila Prabhupada writes that Jivatma may have a propensity in not accepting the Supreme Lord, may not accept Supreme Lord and try to go his own independent way. But Krishna, if you have told him that I am yours, please help me. Then he just go out of the way and try to participate in your journey of self-realization. And when he is participating, you should be able to recognize him. And this six-step process is a spiral. It is not just a logical, you know, one single pointed step. This is a repeated step. You prioritize, you dovetail, then you please take help from Vaishnavas. You will not exclude yourself and being a self-centered person, and make sure that you learn to recognize and eventually dedicate. And this step is constantly need to go on. So if you do not do any one of them, you will see that the process has got some lacuna. So these all are very logical. I'm not saying this is exhaustive. There could be more aspects to this. Or at least this is all something that I could reflect upon. The last reflection for this particular shloka is that for all these things to happen, for us to receive, and install Krishna in our heart, we should develop something called as desire. This last Sunday we had a very interesting discussion on desire. How desire happens to be a foundation for us to make progress in Krishna consciousness. So hence we should learn to desire to get Krishna's blessings, and we should learn to desire to receive Krishna's mercy. We should learn to desire to be part of Krishna consciousness, and for that we don't need any pre-qualification. So this third stage is the barest minimum that every individual can do, just desiring. This desire, have burning desire. Krishnaras Kaviraj Goswami writes in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Mahaprabhu bestows his blessings to everybody who is having burning desire. So having a burning desire to be the recipient of Krishna's mercy is something very important, because desire plane can, based on your desire, you can be in either side of the spectrum. If our desire is centered towards sense gratification, we are on the spectrum of materialism. But if your desire is towards Krishna consciousness, we are on the spectrum of spirituality. And here Prabhupada writes in this 13.23 Bhagavad Gita that we as Tatastha energy, we as your Tatastha Shakti, can swing both ways. So if we do not know to properly desire, then we may land up in the wrong side of the spectrum. So watch out for your desires. I'll end with a small note. Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakura writes in Madhurya Kadambini. He says that holy name is so powerful, holy name fulfills our desires. So please watch out for our desires. So if our desires are some sort of temporary and side benefit agenda, then who knows, probably if that is gets sanctioned, then we may get only a portion of benefits instead of getting the full benefit of getting back home, back to Godhead. So hence, watch out for your desires, and for that, choose your food, choose your association, choose your focus mission in life, choose your activity that you wish to participate. So all aspects of it, that's why the Panchanga Bhakti is something that is being recommended by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so that our desires are molded very nicely. So I would end this with a very strong point, saying that if our desires are not regulated, then we will only be passing our days like any other living entity is in this world. So to get the benefit of being a intelligent human being, we should regulate our desires. We should be able to recognize Krishna, and when we not recognize Krishna, Krishna reciprocates as he is witnessing all our activities. So to summarize our conversation, so the context that we are in is about presence of two personalities. One is Indra and Prithu Maharaj. Indra acts as an envious devotee with Anartha. Prithu Maharaj is representing a self-realized, focused devotee. And how Indra constantly is trying to disturb the devotion and the focus of Prithu Maharaj and how Prithu Maharaj did not deter and he kept on focusing on this agenda because he is himself Shakti Avesh Avatar, bestowed with special blessings, as well as whatever Prithu Maharaj is doing, Krishna is a witness to that. So when Prithu Maharaj was performing the fire sacrifice, Krishna was present. So for that we had three sets of reflection. First one was about two eyes are always watching us. So Krishna is constantly watching over us. And we had 4 points in that context, where number one, God helps those who help themselves. And number two, that for those who wish to reciprocate Lord in a particular manner, the Lord counter-reciprocates in the same manner. And the third aspect of it is, the way Lord reciprocates is either by giving or by withdrawing. So hence, let us all not just assume that when I take up chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, I will only be having happiness and all benedictions. Definitely benedictions, but they may not be in the form of just, you know, reward. It could be as well as some introduction of challenges, because Krishna knows exactly where our weakness is and when we will now, you know, surrender unto Him. And last but not least of this first reflection is about eagerness. The second reflection was about how to recognize this Paramatma in our heart. We know that He is watching us, but how to recognize? So we had 6-pointed steps. Learn to prioritize, learn to express, learn whom to express, learn to exclude ourselves from the expression, and learn to recognize Krishna, you know, respond to Krishna by learning to dedicate our lives to Krishna. And last reflection of our this session is about how we should learn to desire. If we learn to desire properly, then we will be able to perform, we will be able to focus and develop our spirituality much stronger. So our desire plane differentiates which side of the spectrum of spirituality that we are in. So Srila Prabhupada has helped us to fine-tune, to help us to desire properly, and we have a lot of support systems that Srila Prabhupada has created. So we are very strongly reminded that we are part of an army, we are a soldier, and we have a mission. So the mission is Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. You being a soldier with the commander-in-chief, we have Srila Prabhupada and the entire parampara backing us up. We will definitely get the target and achieve the success if we follow their orders. So thank you so much. Krantra Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Is there any questions or comments we can discuss?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much for the beautiful plan. Hare Krishna Prabhu, I have one question, Prabhu. You are telling that, you are explaining one past thing that, you know, don't go there. There is a, you know, Krishna over there. If you go there, you know, He will just capture you and then, you know, your material desires will go away and you'll be completely into the transcendental state. So for the general people, usually they, like, you know, if bhakti means, okay, leaving everything, you know, becoming something different, how do we, like, they have that kind of thing in their mind, right? So how do we kind of remove that and just say, bhakti means practicing Krishna consciousness, is means like doing everything but keeping in the center of Krishna. How do we make them to understand that, and how do we make them to come, you know, closer to the moment? Can you please guide me, Prabhu?
Prabhupada has very clearly said that we cannot remove darkness from somebody's heart. Darkness can be removed only when you bring in light. All the unwanted thoughts, unwanted ideologies, unwanted things in our heart are like darkness. You cannot by any means remove darkness by any of the endeavor. If at all you want to remove darkness, it can be removed only by introduction of light. And hence, our preaching to all the newcomers, our preaching to all the practicing devotees are only one. Please take up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. We don't need to sell anything else. Somehow or other, if we make people chant, The chanting process has got a power to self-clean a person, and it has a power to remove the clogging. Once an initial layer of clogging is gone, is removed, then they themselves, it has got a very powerful effect, like a mesmerizing effect, like of a, you know, consumption of a drug. If somebody is addicted to a drug, the drug's nature is that it will not leave that person. So holy name is a powerful drug from the spiritual world. Golokera premadana harinama sankirtana. So if somebody consumes this drug, the nature of this drug is that it will intoxicate that person so much so that he'll be slowly become addicted to that drug, and he will never be able to give this up. In Vidagdha Madhava, Rupa Goswami is singing a very nice prayer. He's saying that Krishna's names are so sweet, Krishna's forms are so sweet, Krishna's pastimes are so sweet, so I need multiple tongues, multiple ears, multiple eyes, and I want to go on and on, hear, chant, and see the glorious form of the Supreme Lord. So when will that such a day come? So such is the power of Krishna's holy name. You'll get mad after it. So our agenda is, we cannot, by any of your strategic arrangements, if you could make somebody just chant the holy name of the Lord, develop some shraddha for chanting the holy name of the Lord. Maybe, how do we begin chanting? What are the steps? You can, break into multiple logical steps. Depends upon the nature of the person. For somebody just telling them to chant, they will chant. For somebody, you may have to take further few more steps ahead of that. Maybe give them some prasadam, maybe give them some book, maybe give them some, opportunity to experience certain things. We don't know. But the bottom line is, darkness in the heart cannot be removed unless we bring in the light. And for us, light is introducing Krishna's holy name. So that is why our all the endeavor is to somewhere or other encourage people to chant. We can even say that even if you try as an experiment, even if you just try, that's not a problem. Because holy name is powerful. Is that okay?
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Very beautiful class, Prabhuji. Thank you. Is there anybody having
any other questions? Yes.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you for class. We hear that at the highest level of Krishna consciousness, the devotee has zero concern for his own happiness. Yet we do hear that elevated souls, as you mentioned in the class, want the commission of Krishna Prema. Which sounds like a desire for, or some degree of concern for one's own happiness. So can you reconcile this for me?
Yes. Very nice question. And the whole point that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is mentioning in that prayer, that we will get our due commission, is from the perspective that when we are participating for a larger agenda, our agenda is taken care. That's the message. If I am a soldier in the army working for a country's mission, the country is given an assurance, don't worry, you will be taken care. Just focus on the mission, you will be taken care. That's an assurance. This is not necessary that just for the sake of the benefit I am participating in the army. Maybe in the beginning, it may be like that. As a Kanishta, I may participate in a missionary spirit because I am going to be getting the benefit. But the power of the mission is such that the more and more and more we participate in the missionary activities, it is so deep and intense that we will be only contributing towards the mission and all our needs are normally taken care. When Sudama came to Krishna, Sudama's wife told enough points to Sudama to ask Krishna to help. But because Sudama was so deep in Sankirtan, that he didn't mind, because he was sure that when Krishna wanted, whenever he wants, he will take care. and he just did not even ask, and look at what Krishna did to him. And so there are many, many examples. There are many, many experiences of devotees where we can see that Krishna is personally reciprocating, and the agenda of commission is not to demean that we are looking at something for our personal needs, but it is about how Krishna is assuring that we will be taken care, hence don't be self-centered. Making sense?
I'm left with the same question. If by participating in the Sankirtan movement for the benefit of the general public, then if he's not being self-centered, then why ask for the commission?
Right.
That sounds like self-centered.
Right. So the point here is, it is talking about Krishna's magnanimity. Okay, let me say two things. Number one, the commission here is that I am with you. Krishna has to say to Arjuna, don't worry, I will take care. Prabhupada writes in this purport that Krishna says, you surrender all your, dharma, abandon all of them and just surrender unto me, I will take care. Suppose, for example, Krishna does not say the I will take care aspect of it. Just Krishna says, abandon all your religion, just surrender unto me. That statement is good enough for a devotee. But then he is fulfilling that full statement saying that I will take care is an assurance from his side. A devotee is not, maybe in the beginning to come to Krishna, he will hear the I will take care aspect of the sloka. But for a person who is self-realized, he will take care of the abandon all the religion and surrender aspect of it, whether you take care or not take care. So beginning, you may just surrender because there is something that you are getting. But as you move progress, the realization is that Krishna, whether you take care or not take care, I am still surrendering unto you. So the commission aspect of it is Krishna's assurance. Because we have so many different types of devotees coming to Krishna, so Krishna is making sure that he communicates the point which is relevant for everyone. Is that okay?
But it's Bhaktivinoda Thakur who is speaking, not Krishna who is speaking. Krishna is not saying, I will give you commission. It's Bhaktivinoda Thakur asking for commission. The one who is not concerned about commission is asking about commission. That's my problem.
Right. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is expressing from a perspective of a pleading devotee, saying that if I am going to participate and do some soldier activity, then I will definitely get what I will get. If you also participate, you will also get. So this is purely from the perspective saying, hey, I am going to my destination, I'm running along, please join me. Anyway, I'm going to get what I want to get, you will also get what you want to get. So this is kind of a motivating prayer, saying that come along, please tag along, please walk along, that we will all be taken care of, Krishna is waiting for us. There is a abhang of Tukaram Maharaj in, Pandharpur. They say that please come along and dance and sing along with us and journey with us towards Pandharpur, and there Vittalji is waiting to bestow special benediction upon us. So that's a prayer of Tukaram Maharaj. But the statement is, he is not waiting for Vittal's blessings, or only if he gives that I will go. He is just kind of encouraging, please come along. Because Vittalji is profusely giving his mercy, I am also going to get mine, you will also go and get yours. So it is not his personal agenda to, run after what the commissioner is going to get.
Okay, so then therefore, like you said, it's not really his own heart that's asking for commission. He's just trying to encourage those who are of a lesser platform.
Yeah, and you can understand this aspect of it when you read the other stanza of the song. He says that, I'm going to give you a happy news, and these are all things that we are going to get it, so please come along. So it is kind of a marketing. This is actually a Bhaktivinoda Thakur has got three sets of prayers. Some are marketing prayers, some are expecting prayers, some are expecting prayers. I mean, it's very nice. If you see, there are some songs that he says. If you sing a song of Kabe Kabe Habe Bolo, that song he says, Kabe Habe Bolo, Ke Dinamar. He says, when will the day come when my heart will be chanting the holy name of the Lord without offenses? So some of his songs are reflective. Some of his songs are marketing, motivating others. Some of his songs are glorifying Krishna's beauty and his, glory. So it's very nice, Acharya.
I love that marketing thing. That's a good line. That's good. Okay, well, thank you so much for hanging in there with me. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions or comments?
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam. Very, very wonderful set of reflections and so many practical points, Prabhuji. So we really are very grateful for your class and learning a lot from your class. Thank you so much for giving us your valuable association.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna Prabhupada. Any other comments or questions?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gaudiya Vaishnava. Your all realization is working perfectly. Thank you very much for your deep, deep devotional nectarian class, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. I am in Srirangam now, so I'm going to go take darshan of Lord Ranganath in a few minutes. So please give your blessings that I get his darshan. And happy to have participated in this Bhagavatam session so that at least I have some meditation to go and take darshan of the Lord Ranganath shortly.
Prabhuji, please pray for all the Vaishnavis. Hare Krishna.
All the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis, definitely I will pray for you all.
Japa group, all the Vaishnavis.
Sure.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very wonderful.
Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Gandharashima Bhagavatam ki jai.
Ramagiridari Prabhuji ki jai. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.